This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hour here on the DJV programs Wednesday morning on the radio. Jennifer is out today. Victoria Keelan is here. Kara Schillen. I'm Doug Steffen. We're going to be joined by everybody's best friend when it comes to your pet and advice. Every once in a while, I love to have Warren Eckstein spend a little more time with us. He shows up on the program in several different ways, but we got some Q&A for him right after Victoria explains how the New York Times, I don't know, I never asked the ladies before they go on the air what they're going to talk about. But I want to know, everybody's buzzing about Trump and his taxes, how's the New York Times get a copy of his last 10 years of tax returns? Anybody know?
Good question. I don't know.
How do they get the tax returns?
I don't know.
It just boggles.
Maybe, I don't know. Maybe they've... Yeah. Got some inside sources somewhere at the IRS? I don't know.
I don't really care. All it is good for the Trump haters. Oh, look at him. He didn't pay any taxes.
He hasn't. And that's,
Okay.
You can't expect Americans to do that, you know? Right. Like, I don't think most, to be honest, you may have known that, but I don't think most Americans have known that. I think that's news to most Americans. Yeah, that he has not paid taxes in like 10 years.
I think you can smell that on people, frankly. Yeah. Anyway,
the biggest story, Prince Harry and Meghan Markle have just done a little press conference, and they have shown the world Baby Sussex, as he's being called. Very, very sweet. This is the first time we've seen Meghan Markle in at least a month, because while she was nearing the end of her third trimester, she basically was just staying indoors. And so... The baby's adorable, and the two of them look tired, but they're ecstatic. Wow. And,
new parents are going to be like that, but it's
yep,
cool.
Yeah, and Harry said that being a parent is just overwhelmingly joyful, and he said that it's been only 3 days, but they're so happy to have their little bundle of joy. And Meghan was asked how everything's going with her, and she said the baby has a wonderfully sweet temperament, and she said, I just have the two best guys in the world. So it's very, very cute, and they are beaming, and I guess the baby now goes on to meet Prince Charles and Queen Elizabeth and other family members. So, but that's the biggest world trending story right now.
I wonder the Queen will hold the baby. I'm just trying to see the picture of the Queen holding the baby and the baby upchucking on the Queen.
Oh, jeez.
Well, those things happen. Hello. Ding, ding, ding. 10 past the hour, as I promised. Warren Eckstein, who is the host of a program, been on the radio for a long time, The Pet Show. He's done so many great things. He gushes with pride, or I do. My friendship with him goes back a long time, from my days at KVC in the 90s. And Warren's just one of those people who is exactly as you think he is. You know, sometimes you hear people on the radio, see them on television, you don't really get who they are. Warren is just exactly as you would expect he would be, except he's a picky eater. That's the other thing about him, that is he's fabulous friend to all animals, and if you take him to lunch, it won't cost you much. He's a picky eater. All right? So, with that in mind, did you hear the story of Barnabas? Barnabas lives in Lafayette, California. He is a dog, as you might imagine. His owner registered him to vote as a Republican. Donald Miller got a notice that the dog was ready to vote. Barnabas got word that he was needed for jury duty. That's how this all started. He brought the news to the attention of the local news media. Seems to have backfired a bit on him. Officials didn't think it was very funny. And he actually was taken to court and convicted on voter fraud charges. But he's not going to have to serve any time. his sentence was suspended. But I think that tells you something about a couple of things, doesn't it, Warren, about... was there a dog that was actually elected to be mayor of some...
Yes, it was a golden retriever.
Yeah.
I think in... He got elected... I want to say it was Kentucky, but I'm not positive.
Yeah. So...
But it was... Well, he was very cute.
What happened to a sense of humor? That's number one. I don't understand that.
Yeah.
Number two, we've had literally, and I'm not saying this to be funny, but over the years I've done many stories about elected animals being elected mayor or city council. We've had jackasses elected. A lot of them.
Of course we have.
But yes. we've had so many different animals that have been elected. I think it's kind of cute, but it's also kind of saying something about what people want, is because the only time you're going to get an honest politician is when they don't walk upright.
That's just my
belief. So, in other words, what I see in my little town of Santa Monica, California, what I see going on even in my little town of Santa Monica,
quite honestly, being a part-time resident myself, it's really awful.
If the city council here were made up of schnauzers, poodles, and rescue dogs, I got to tell you, this city would be a lot better. I don't understand what they're doing. So, in all honesty, I really believe that there's a I would love to see all politicians have pets. It really bugs me when a politician doesn't have a dog or a cat. It really bothers the heck out of me. I don't know why, but
that's the first question you ask when you go to one of those forums. Okay, what kind of a pet do you have there, sir?
Yeah. Are you a cat or a dog person?
98% of presidents have had pets in the White House. And we've had literally Teddy Roosevelt had donkeys at the White House. We've had hawks at the White House. We've had foxes at the White House. We've had every kind of breed of dog you can imagine at the White House. I'm looking at a picture of a Scotty Fowler that belonged to Franklin Roosevelt hanging up in my office. So the bottom line is, I think it would be a great idea, but I don't think it's unusual for a dog to...
Dare I ask if Trump has a dog now that I think
no
about
pets.
It? I don't remember seeing it.
No pet.
He doesn't have a pet, but understandably, and I'm not a pro-Trumper, again, I'm not going to political here, but the bottom line is this, that perhaps in certain lifestyles, a pet just doesn't fit in, and I understand that, and here's a guy who's traveling all the time, and he's business all the time, and he's focused all the time, so perhaps a pet is not in his future, I don't know. Barack Obama didn't have a pet when he was elected. It was a present given to him by Ted Kennedy, and the thing that bugged me about it, and I got a lot of flack on this, I felt, rather than accept the Portuguese water dog, why don't you just go adopt the shelter dog? Because if you can imagine if a president
that was an
went to
allergy.
A shelter.
Yeah, I know. I was annoyed by that, too. But apparently, the Michelle and the kid and both the girls had extreme allergies, and that was the only dog that was...
Water dogs don't have, like poodles, they don't have allergies.
Poodles don't have hair. Water dog, the Irish water spaniel, the American water spaniel, the Portuguese water dog, there are mixed breed terriers, there are little Maltipoos that don't have allergies. So the allergy thing, I didn't necessarily buy the allergy thing. I bought the fact it was a gift and they didn't say no, and that's okay.
But then they got a second one.
They did, but any time another water dog, I would believe that if a president or a politician would go to a shelter and adopt a dog or a cat from a shelter, what an incredible image that would be.
And encourage
other... I know when I talk to celebrities on my show, when I have a celebrity on my show that's adopted a dog or a cat, I get a lot of calls after. Wow, I'm going to adopt... I heard him. I want to adopt one. So I think it's a good thing. I'd love to see... Go ahead.
Didn't the Clintons adopt a rescue dog towards the end?
They had Socks the cat, and then I thought
they adopted a dog towards the end.
They did. I think they did adopt a Labrador, but I remember one of their pets, I think, was hit by a car. I don't remember exactly which one it was, but it was...
I remember that. Maybe it was a cat,
but one of them I'm not going to go into responsibility. That's a whole other ballgame. You guys are getting me into politics. Leave me alone. that's why I work with animals. Yeah. They don't vote.
No politicians.
No politicians. By the way, what do you mean you have celebrities on your show? You've never invited me on your show.
I said celebrities, Doug.
Oh, excuse me. DNA testing. Next. The story of a Florida animal shelter using DNA testing to help larger dogs fill out their portfolio and get adopted. This is in Hillsborough County, where the Pet Resource Center has started using DNA to help adopt dogs. There was a big dog adoption grant given to this resource center by the Best Friends Animal Society. I don't know about them. I don't know if you do
great.
Or not. Are they?
I have some friends who volunteer with Best Friends in New York City. That's a really good organization.
So this is cool.
Well, the reason they're trying to do the DNA testing is because so many dogs just get labeled as a pit mix, and there's so much breed discrimination. My brother and sister-in-law, they bought a house recently, and they couldn't get homeowner's insurance because they have two pit bull mixes.
Yeah.
And it's crazy. Like, and we live in an apartment complex, and they have breed restrictions. You can't have a pit bull. And so all these shelter dogs are just, a lot of them have pit mixed in, you know, they're just part pit mixes. But if they're not, and the DNA can prove that, then it makes them a little more adoptable, which is a shame because I don't believe in breed discrimination. But
it's not just pit bulls either. In many places, you know, you can't have a Doberman, you can't have a German Shepherd, you can't have a Rottweiler, you can't have this, you can't have that, which to me is totally, totally insane. It makes no difference. In other words, statistically, people are bitten more by small dogs than by large dogs. And one of the dogs
Chihuahuas bite more vets than any other type of
dog. And one of the least amount of bites takes place from pit bulls and pit bull mixes. Except when you have one, you read about it in the front page news, you know, 52 hours by somebody you don't read about it.
Right. Yeah.
So this shelter took swabs of a couple of hundred dogs. All of them weighed over 40 pounds because this program is supposed to help larger dogs find homes. And as a result of that, 184 of the dogs found homes.
Yay. I love that.
Yeah.
It's a shelter. There are secrets. There's a shelter now that's naming all of the dogs that are up for adoption. They're giving them names from that movie, The Avengers, that number one movie.
Yeah,
and he said that since they've given the dogs at the shelter names, they've increased adoptions by 50 to 60% just by giving the dogs a name that's famous with a movie. So anything
you know,
that helps get a hold is good for
Our rescue group had four little mixes because we rescue our dogs from basically the streets of Puerto Rico. And they had these four little siblings. They were all girls. And the rescue named them after the Golden Girls, and they all got adopted within a week.
Cute. Well, there is a lot of, there really is a lot of breed restriction. There's a certain thing about, and if you get the DNA done, I had it done. Brendan's dog, Frankie, who was my dog, originally had it done. We found out he was a mastiff. You haven't seen him. You met Frankie.
I haven't met Frankie.
Great old dog. What a wonderful old dog. He's a mastiff, a bulldog, and a pit bull.
But, you know, there's another reason for DNA now. You know that. There's a whole new thing for DNA. When you move into apartments and complexes now, they're requiring, some of them requiring that you have your dog's DNA tested because if you don't clean up after your dog, they will actually have poop police that will go out, take samples, and if that sample matches the DNA of your dog, you get fined in that apartment complex.
Oh, my God. Warren Eckstein. Check out his pet show on the weekend around the country. Listen to his podcast, and his website is petshow.com. And please do your dog and your cat a favor. Get them hugs and kisses so they will have the most cherished of lives and health. Warren, thank you for being here. It's a great service. Here's another service for people who are getting a little bit older, which includes pretty much everybody on the planet. If you have joint aches, a lot of them, I have them. I have joint pain all the time. At least I did before I started with this Sierracil, which is new on the market. Joint aches, as they sap the joy out of your day, will disappear. You'll be a lot better, especially if your neck is bothering you, your knees, your hands, your back, your shoulder. Do what I did. Try Sierracil. It's Sierracil Joint Formula 14, the best of their products. And the reason they call it Sierracil Joint Formula 14 is because you'll feel better in 14 days. That's the guarantee, or you get your money back. So you'll start to feel, as I did, Sierracil going to work in 3-4 days. The knees will move easier. Hips will move better. Again, it is. The older you get, the more your joints ache. That's the way it is. So try my choice for relief, Joint Formula 14 from Sierracil. It works, so you get your money back. Go to achefree.live. That's achefree, achefree.live. Joint Formula 14 from Sierracil. If it works for me, it'll work for you. Let's see. This is they've got a special deal for the DJV listeners. $27.99 for something that normally costs $39. Get the deal at achefree.live, 21 after the hour.
Yeah.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I started singing bye bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye and singing, "This'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die."
Almost 24 at the hour here on the DJV program. Always have liked this song. And I'll tell you maybe why this Don McLean song called American Pie affects me as it does. You've heard me tell the story, ladies, many times about me marrying the nun. And when we were on our, we had a four-day honeymoon, and we got married on, We got married on Sunday before Thanksgiving, 1971. And we went to my father's place in Florida for a four-day honeymoon. Came back on Thanksgiving. And on the way to the plane, this song was on the radio. When we got off the plane and went to the apartment, this song was on the radio. When we went back to the airport to get on the plane to go home, this song was on the radio. And when we got to the airport in Boston driving home, this song was on the radio. It was like, this is the song. In many ways...
Was it number one at the time?
It was.
Obviously, it must have been, right?
Yeah. Big song. So there was the continuing story of Don McLean. People, I used to call him when I was a disc jockey, Don McLean. But his real
name
is
Canadian.
Yeah. His real... He likes... when you call him Don McLean, for whatever the reason. Lifetime Achievement Award was offered and then rescinded for Mr. McLean for this song. He announced this week that he's receiving the George and Ira Gershwin Award for Lifetime Musical Achievement, which is presented by the Student Alumni Association at UCLA. Past recipients, Julie Andrews, Ella Fitzgerald, Ray Charles. But
it's a big honor. The Gershwin Award is big.
Huge, huge honor. But the Portland Press Herald in Maine, where he now lives, reports that the award was rescinded after the Association was told of a domestic disturbance involving Mr. McLean and his wife a couple of years ago. He pleaded guilty to domestic violence assault, which was dismissed after he met the terms of a plea agreement. couple are now divorced, and he's dating, he's 73, he's dating somebody who's 24.
Ugh.
So just so you know what the story is.
Gross. That's just gross.
His spokesperson called it disrespectful for an award to be rescinded over failure to conduct due diligence on a widely reported incident. So make up your own mind about that, but that's the story of Mr. McLean. Actually, one of the reasons I like this song was because you could go to the bathroom with 7.5 minutes
left. Oh, I was going to say, I've always heard, ever since I got into radio, that this is one of the DJ's most favorite songs because it's a bathroom break.
Bathroom break. You heard correctly. Up next, musically, Deep Purple. Deep Purple bring their long goodbye tour. I just was looking at some of the tours that are coming to Boston this summer, and this is one of them. It's the official, the real long goodbye tour. Back in the U.S. this fall, 33 new dates for Deep Purple. They are members, as you probably know, of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and if you didn't know, now you do. They kick off these gigs September 3rd in Riverside, California, and they circle all around the country before concluding 6 or 7 weeks later in Minneapolis. They launched their long goodbye tour, which the band advertised as possibly their last big jaunt, in May 2 years ago. So far, the tour has spanned 8 legs, 120 gigs, not including the upcoming bunch of the slate of appearances later this year. So that's the story for Deep Purple lovers here at 28 past the hour. This is the Deep State of Radio, the DJB Show.
And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When picking a phone number for business, what sounds more professional? Your personal number?
Hold on, let me give you my cell. And actually, let me get yours too, just so I don't ignore your call, you know?
Or a dedicated business number, courtesy of Grasshopper.
It was a pleasure meeting you. Our number is 1-833-IT-TROOP. Give us a call anytime.
There's no contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free at grasshopper.com.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. Hispanic entrepreneurs are confident about their 2019 business outlook, according to the 2019 Bank of America Hispanic Small Business Owner Spotlight. A strong majority are planning for increased revenue, expansion, and long-term growth. However, low unemployment is creating obstacles for Hispanic business owners looking to recruit and retain talent. Elizabeth Romero, Small Business Executive at Bank of America.
Hispanic entrepreneurs are embracing a more confident outlook toward growth compared to their non-Hispanic peers. However, the ultra-competitive labor market has made hiring and retaining employees a significant challenge.
Optimism is also paving the way for future generations of Hispanic business owners. 34% of Hispanic entrepreneurs say their business has grown beyond their original vision, and 38% plan to pass their business on to their children. For more information,
thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
One of two suspects in a school shooting in Colorado yesterday is being identified as 18-year-old Devin Erickson. A second juvenile suspect has not been named. The two, who are students at the STEM school Highlands Ranch, south of Denver, were apprehended after killing one student and injuring 8 others there. This student at the school says,
I'm just a bit, shaky. I'm scared, but I'm glad that I'm safe and I didn't get hurt, and I'm glad that a lot of people I know didn't get hurt either.
Classes at the school have been canceled for the rest of the week. Uber and Lyft drivers across the nation plan to strike today, so people who rely on ride-sharing could be in for a rough commute. Many drivers say after expenses from car insurance to fuel and vehicle maintenance, it's nearly impossible for them to make a living. This is USA Radio News.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
If you like the DJV show, you'll love the DJV podcast. It's full of exclusive bonus content. Just search for DJV show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
All right, 34 at the hour on the Wednesday DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen. The story of a young lady, Brandi Leifso, L-E-I-F-S-O. You want to know the story of Miss Leifso? You do, right?
Sure.
She's a self-made entrepreneur, launched a multi-million dollar business with nothing. She had absolutely nothing. And in 5 years, she has secured a partnership with one of the biggest cannabis companies in the world. So this is a company called Evio, E-V-I-O. Do you know it? It's a beauty company.
Mm-mm.
Brandi.
E-V-I-O. No, I don't.
Yeah, really. She told a reporter that she was motivated to start her grassroots cosmetic company while she lived in a domestic violence shelter. No home, no money, no future, nothing.
Wow.
So the reason I tell you this story is because it's yet another fabulous example of someone who starts with nothing, who makes something of himself or herself, changes her life, changes the life of lots of people around her, and it isn't for everybody, and I don't say that. Sometimes I remember my father saying to me when I was a kid, you know, you can all, she was talking to all of us, my two sisters and me, I know we'd had bad report cards or something, I don't know. But I remember him lecturing us on how we can all be super if we want to be. I don't necessarily subscribe to that anymore, since understanding people and things like astrology, I think some people have different fates, and some folks can do it and some folks can't. It's oftentimes opportunity, meeting, gumption, meeting, all kinds of things that make us up. And so anyway, but this story, because of who she was, where she came from, and what she has created, is a fabulous American story. She has developed some makeup products and now has a really, I would use the word thriving to describe her cosmetic brand. I never had heard of her before either until I saw this. She's got a line of CBD-infused skincare products. The CBD oil, this is, you know, again, I am now attracted maybe to these stories. I see these stories, and because I'm going to be growing cannabis on my farm and hemp, it sort of attracts me. I want to know more about it, because I would be the first to tell you, and the girls would be the first to laugh at my naivete when it comes to all this stuff. I don't know anything about any of this stuff. I've never smoked pot in my life. I don't like being around it. Smell nauseates me. But I will tell you that my son introduced me to CBD oil about a year and a half ago, maybe. I'm not sure. Maybe about that time. And I have found it has helped me immensely in many different ways. And you hear people tell these stories about using stuff that's, that has CBD in it, and it's almost like it sounds too good to be true. You know what I mean? Sounds like it's better than, how can it be that good? But I know lots of people of lots of ages who say just that. It is that good. So this lady was interviewed. She said, starting the business has been one of my smaller challenges. And then she talks about what her life was like before. She's very modest. But, you know, when you say you have nothing to lose, she had $15. And she used that money to create the first part of her cosmetics company. And she did it at the expense of food and that sort of thing. She was photoshopping a catalog of makeup products, and she somehow got a hold of somebody's computer and Googled lip glosses and eyeshadow. And then she just took those. It's pretty clever. She took the pictures and put her own logo. She created a logo and then just started walking around to local boutiques with something that had CBD oil. This lady dropped out of school when she was 14. She doesn't have any business training. She hasn't really any education. But she looked, she realized how big a business the cosmetics industry is. It's, what, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of billions of dollars. And so instead of finding a job, she said, creating something appealed to me. And as I was very much in a survival mode, I decided I would go to these boutiques and see if I can drum up some business. And she started by going into stores in the Northwest. She also went up to Vancouver, and that's where she had her first success. Lady in a boutique called Unity Clothing gave her her first chance, and now she has eyeshadow, lip glosses, lipsticks, mascara, blushes, all kinds of stuff.
And what's the name of her company?
Her company is, the company she's blended with is Aurora Cannabis. And now, did I say it at the beginning? I think that she had a company, Evio.
You said Evio. Okay, so yeah. Is that the name of her company then?
I believe that is, and she's partnered with Aurora, and now has quite a story. And I think that's just, does it make a difference what she's done? It does to some people, I guess. But I just find that these sorts of stories, I mean, I spent 5 minutes telling you the story, because I believe this is what America is all about. This is the best part of America. This is how people who have nothing still can create something. It's harder, I think, because there's just too much government, but I think if you're going to have an opportunity anywhere to start something, this is the place. So, tip of the hat, did you find out, as I'm talking, I'm sure the two of you went and Googled around and...
Yeah, I'm seeing the news that EVO Beauty Group is going to launch a hemp seed oil and CBD beauty collection, which is interesting.
Yeah. So how does that play? Let me ask you, the two of you. I'm not familiar with any of this stuff. I don't have anybody around me who's using beauty products these days. So does this appeal to you? Is this something that...
Sure. The reason that it appeals to me is exactly what Brandy Leifso actually said, that the cannabis industry, she said, quote, is uniquely positioned to champion more women in leadership roles. Ah. And she said, by utilizing hemp seed oil and cannabis derivatives, we can enhance ingredient transparency, which is so important in the beauty industry because there's no regulation. And the stuff, she said, we can reduce the use of hurtful animal byproducts and ecologically unsustainable inputs. I totally agree with her. Not to mention the fact that there are so many preservatives and chemicals.
But how do you cut through all of the promotion from these billion-dollar companies? That's really what is the challenge here, isn't it? To let people know that it's there. Because we have a lot of big companies that spend a lot of money.
Yeah.
Look at the television and radio every day, hear ads and watch ads of all these various products, very competitive business.
It all comes down to just being a conscious consumer. And in the beauty industry, there are a lot of brands out there now that are very transparent with their labeling. And I don't want to name call like Maybelline or CoverGirl or whatever, but you know, those are the companies. Yeah, those companies have a lot of, I remember when I was in, I don't know, seventh or eighth grade, I wasn't really wearing makeup yet. But my friend's stepdad was a chemist, and he worked for, I forget, like one of the big companies that he did doing a variety of chemical stuff. And he said he had been assigned a new project with some sort of a beauty brand. I don't remember what it was. And he said, what you women put on your skin is unbelievable. He said, I know what all this stuff is. It's petrochemicals. He said, this stuff, if you really knew, he said, women would never, and this was a long time ago when I was in grade school. He said, women would never agree to using this stuff in makeup and lipstick and all the stuff that we use, even in moisturizer. So thankfully, the beauty industry has come a long way, and there are so many other options now.
The upscale beauty spas, there's a place called Burke Williams. I think they're mostly on the West Coast, but they have very upscale treatment, and they're using this stuff now.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be, get into a place like that would certainly do them a lot of good. So good for her. Congratulations. 43 after the hour on the DJV program. Here's another healthy choice for you to make, and it coincides with what's going on this weekend. Hello, it's Mother's Day weekend, and I don't know. This is this is sort of a gentle reflection on motherhood. If you get your mom some Calitrin, which is the number one healthy choice for weight loss, you can bracket it by saying, Mom, I love you, and this will help you look your best and feel your best. How about that? That's a better way of putting this. Your mom needs to go on a diet. You go to the website for Calitrin, toploss.com, and you take advantage of the DJV special this week, which is a Mother's Day special, 30 days off the 120-day supply. That is, you get... you get four bottles, actually, for the price of three. That's really what this amounts to. And you get a free bottle as well. So, how about Mother's Day, helping your mom to focus on what will keep her around for a lot longer? Having the ability to get rid of the weight and keep it off? That's what happens with Calitrin, number one source for healthy, lean muscle mass and weight loss. Collagen is the number one ingredient. 30% of our body is that protein. And you stop making it when you get into your 30s. So let's get it charged up again. Let's get going. Collagen in Calitrin helps you lose the weight and keep it off. And the Mother's Day special at toploss.com, $30 off a 120-day supply, free shipping, and a free bottle. Take advantage of that now. Make sure you check the box for DJV. Get the weight loss product so many people are talking about because it is so successful. Mother's Day special on this week at toploss.com.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. With spring in full bloom, Americans are tossing out their unwanted items, but many forget their wallets could use another look as well. A Bank of America survey found 52% of credit card holders use multiple rewards cards to earn in a variety of categories. Jason Gaughan, Bank of America executive.
Lighten your wallet's load this spring with one credit card that helps you maximize your cash back by allowing you to choose from a variety of popular spending categories. With the new Bank of America Cash Rewards credit card, you earn 3% cash back on gas, or you can change it to one of five popular categories each calendar month, including online shopping, dining, travel, drugstores, or home improvements and furnishings. Finally, one card helps you earn cash back on the things that matter most to you. So the only thing your wallet will accumulate is rewards.
Visit bankofamerica.com/choosemyrewards.
Hey, my friend's retail store was the victim of IoT password theft.
Yep. Cybercriminals are taking over security cameras, payment systems, and other IoT devices by exploiting vulnerabilities.
What if they target us and our dispersed network?
We're secured with Barracuda. We have advanced firewalls for our sites, enhanced security for our cloud infrastructure, and total email protection.
Such a relief.
Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda, your journey secured.
The big news from Subaru is the all-new three-row Ascent. It's the biggest SUV from Subaru ever. There's room for seven or eight passengers with a choice of second-row captain's chairs or bench seating. It'll tow up to 5,000 pounds. It has the interior space you need for your whole crew, and it gets you where you want to go with the safety of a Subaru, including standard symmetrical all-wheel drive. The all-new three-row Subaru Ascent. Love is now bigger than ever. Maximum towing capacity varies by trim level, and trailer brakes may be required. See your retailer for details.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
The Martha and Marley Spoon Studio, which is where I reside in Framingham, Massachusetts, underscoring this fabulous new full-size meal offer that she has, the new meal kit delivery service, Martha and Marley Spoon. All you have to do is touch onto your iPhone or whatever your device is, text the word FORK to 246-810, 246-810. Get your great food, three free meals sent so you can try and be a part of Martha's new free taste test at Martha and Marley Spoon. Take advantage of the free meals, see how great they are. Text the word FORK to 246-810. Story of a high school football player who's been in the U.S. since he was a young boy in custody for deportation back to Mexico. Big protest this week by classmates at the Desert View High School. This youngster is at a federal holding facility. I don't know how they figured his name is Thomas Torres. He's lived in this town for years, since he was a baby. So how do you go find... I don't even know how they... Who thinks this is a good way to spend money? I'm all for stopping people who ought not to be here and keeping them out. I think we have a horrible problem. But when you've been here since you are a baby, come on.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't buy it. I don't think it's good. It's not healthy for our country. But stopping the influx of people in here is healthy. 10 before the hour.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. we could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Spider-Man, Spider-Man. How many different Spider-Man themes are there, actually, Chuck? Or what's the story here?
This is to the new incarnation with Tom Holland. Spider-Man, newest one, Far From Home, comes out this July. I believe that's a score from the last one, though.
Why don't they just use...
We played the animated score last week when it had some Spider-Man news. But it seems like the Spider-Man news... every week. And listen to this one. Sony, Marvel's new Spider-Man movie, Spider-Man Far From Home, had 135 million people watch the trailer when it was released the other day in one day. 135 million people went on some format like YouTube and watched the trailer, which pretty much secures that film will make well over $1 billion worldwide.
Talking about taking control of your destiny. Wowie zowie.
Is that the trailer that gives away the ending to the Avengers that everyone was kind of upset about?
Well,
right?
It tells you a lot of the events that happened in the event. But it gives you a warning when you start to watch a trailer. It says, if you have not seen Avengers Endgame, do not watch this trailer. So, buyer beware.
Buyer beware. All right, what do you know about Sonic the Hedgehog?
Not a lot. What do you know?
I know that... getting a redesign.
Yeah, well, I know.
Live action.
I heard. Here's what happened. I guess they. I don't know much about the property, but anyway, a lot of the core fan base watched the coming attraction trailer. Did not like the way that main animated character in live action format was portrayed. So they're going to re-CGI the look, which is going to cost a lot of money to do it. I actually am surprised that they would take that extreme, but I figure if it creates bad buzz. Yeah.
It was even a joke on SNL on Saturday night during the news that so many people freaked out because they gave Sonic human teeth, which looks kind of creepy on a hedgehog, so that was one of the complaints.
I don't know. How have I missed this? This is something I don't know. The only thing I know is Sonic is the hamburger joint.
Sonic the Hedgehog was one of the most popular video games of, I want to say, the late 80s, early 90s, I think.
Yeah.
I'm not a video gamer, so I don't really know. But that's where it started from. Sonic the Hedgehog was Sony PlayStation.
What you're saying, Doug, and I'll expand. We both don't care, correct?
Yeah, I think that's
me neither.
Accurate, yes, right. But there are a lot of people doing. We're here to serve the general public. So just because we don't know anything about it, that doesn't mean that there aren't people who care. There may be tons of Sonic the Hedgehog fans out there who don't want to see him made into a Sonic burger. So
absolutely.
Yeah. All right. What else you got in the news department?
I got one. Roland Emmerich, the director of Independence Day, the day after tomorrow, 2012. He secured $150 million from independent money to do a sci-fi action movie titled Moonfall. Here's the synopsis. An unlikely group of misfits must save mankind when the moon goes out of orbit and heads toward the Earth. I thought that was Armageddon. Didn't they make that movie like 20 years ago?
Armageddon was not about the moon. Armageddon was about a huge asteroid.
Well, it's the moon asteroid. Ain't it the same exact story?
Well, what do you mean, isn't it? Look at the movies that are today, the good guys, the bad guys, all of those damn transformer, transgender movies, whatever they are, with all of these guys, it's the same stuff. It's the same action, it's the same blow-up everything, the same background. It's all nonsense. Who cares?
I love disaster movies, but I loved Independence Day, but it's hard for me to forgive Roland Emmerich for Independence Day 2. That movie's so bad, so misguided, so never should have been made that it makes me hard to watch the original film, which I like so much. That's what a sad sequel could do to an original property.
I didn't even go to see the second one either.
When you're flipping the channels late at night and the day after tomorrow with Dennis Quaid comes on, it totally hooks you. That's one of those movies that have tremendous repeatability. One other bit of news, John Lithgow has joined HBO's Perry Mason. Matthew Reeves, who starred in the TV show The American, will star as Perry Mason. Lithgow will play his mentor and a fellow lawyer on his staff. Great actor, John Lithgow.
All right, who else? Who's going to be Hamilton Burger? And the cop? Who's the lieutenant?
I do not know the answer to that question.
That's a great, I don't know, I mean, Raymond Burr is Perry Mason. It's hard to get away from that.
Robert Downey Jr. was going to play Perry Mason they targeted him. It was lined up, and then he passed on the project. He's going to produce, though, Robert Downey Jr. But Matthew Rice, who's a really good actor, is going to play the lead role.
Yeah. Well, we'll see if he measures up to Raymond Burr. Good stories, though. There are always great stories there. Thank you, Chuck. Chuck Curry and his stories here on the DJV Show, 59 past.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.